Good evening to everybody. The Pasuk Pesukim at the end of Parashat Nitzav in the beginning of Shishi read as follows. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavucha hayom, the mitzvah that I command you today, lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechokihi, it's not foreign, it's not very, very far away from you, lo b'shamayim hilemor miyale lanu ha-shamayim yikachea. The mitzvah that I'm referring to, the Torah says, is not in heaven, it's not far away, it's not that lengthy in the respect that one will have to say, I have to climb up to heaven to reach it. It's not across the sea, across the ocean, across the river, Lamor. One will have to say that I have to go across the river, I have to go across the sea to grab it and to fulfill it. This mitzvah is very close. Beficha uvilvav chala, so it's in your mouth, in your lips, and in your heart. Of course, the Torah doesn't directly address which mitzvah it's referring to, that is not far away, that's not across the sea, that's not in heaven, but rather all the Torah says is ki a mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah. So which mitzvah are we referring to that's so close? Ki karav elecha davar mo'od. Rashi understands that this is referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. On the pasuk, ki karov elecha, the mitzvah is close to you, Rashi says it's referring to our Torah. Mitzna lachem b'chsav ba'peh, we have so much Torah, so much to learn, so much to access, Torah shebchsav, Torah shebapeh, let us learn it. Lo b'shamayim, he Rashi says, shilu haisa b'shamayim ha'isa tzarech lalos arecha are alalandas. The Torah was in heaven, you have to run after the Torah to grab it in heaven, and it's not the case. The Torah is close, the Torah is in our hands, in our ability, ki karav elecha, b'ficha, u'dolvav chalasoto. However, the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban commenting explains, about ha-mitzvah hazos ala tshuva nizkeret. These psukim are referring to the mitzvah of tshuva, as it's piggybacking on the psukim earlier. In the psukim here, it says, ki ha-shivos elevavecha v'shavta v'shem elokecha. It's referring specifically to the mitzvah of tshuva. Mitzvah shitzavos anu lasos kain, the Torah is teaching us, the Torah is commanding us in the mitzvah of tshuva. And according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of tshuva is close, the mitzvah of tshuva is easy to access, the mitzvah of tshuva is not far, and the mitzvah of tshuva is not in heaven, the mitzvah of tshuva is not across the sea and the ocean, it's within hand's reach. Not only does the Ramban understand that these psukim are referring to the mitzvah of tshuva, but the smack, and mitzvah nun gimel writes that there's a mitzvah lashu, dichsiv v'shavta v'shem lokecha, these psukim. And the smack writes, and this is his language, mitzvah asei, it's a positive commandment, sheyoshuv achote mecheto, that one who has sinned and has transgressed the averos of God is required to return, to repent, shenema b'shavta shem elokecha. Furthermore, not only is it the Ramban, not only is it the smack, but Rabbeinu Yonah as well, in his opening paragraph to his classic work, Shari Tshuva, writes, from the greatest gifts that God has given us is that He's given us the ability to return to Him. We've been given the ability to clean ourselves of the filth that we have dirtied and sullied ourselves and our souls. And God has taught us and has warned us to return to Him. Clearly, the language of Rabbeinu Yonah, His hiram, loshuv elav, is indicative of the fact that tshuva itself is a mitzvah. So of course, Rashi is of the opinion that these psukim have nothing to do with tshuva. Rather, it's referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but indeed the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, and the Smak all understand that these psukim are referring to the mitzvah of tshuva, that our ability to come close, to return, is within our hands, is within hands reach, and we're able to conquer and to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's the Ramban in his Hilchos Tshuva that's the most perplexing and the most difficult to understand. Indeed, does the Rambam count Tshuva as a mitzvah or does he not? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kol mitzvos Sheba Torah, all the mitzvos, whether they're mitzvos asei, whether they're mitzvos lo asei, if anybody has transgressed any of them, says the Rambam, and I quote, Kishiyaseh Tshuva, when the individual performs and does tshuva v'yoshuv mechetom and returns from his sin, chayav l'hitzvados l'fnei l'keil baruch hu, he's required to confess in front of God. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Bamidbar, Perakei pasuk vav, a man or woman, ish or isha kiyasu, v'hitzvados chatosam asher chatu, asher asu, they're required to confess the sin that they have fulfilled. So the Rambam, vidui dvaran, this pasuk is referring to being misvadeh bepeh, confessing with your mouth, vidui zeh mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah is vidui, is confession. But the Rambam doesn't seem to indicate that there's a mitzvah per se of tshuva. All the Rambam says is kishiyas the tshuva. When one does tshuva, willy-nilly at that point, you're required to do the mitzvah, which is vidui, which is confession. Not only does the Rambam indicate that there is no mitzvah of tshuva in its Yad HaChazak and Hilchos Tshuva, but also say for a mitzvah, Saseh Hayim Gimel, the Rambam writes, Shitivanu lehisvados alachatoyim v'agonos shechatonu lefnei kel yisala. We are commanded to confess the sins that we have transgressed, and the Rambam in no way or no shape or no form indicates at all that there's a mitzvah of tshuva, rather the mitzvah is vidui, as he concludes, lehisvados lefnei Hashem mikochet shiyas ha'ot. So it's an indication of the Rambam, unlike the opinion of the Ramban, unlike the opinion of Ben Yonah, and unlike the opinion of the Smak, is that there is no mitzvah of tshuva. The mitzvah is vidui, to confess. And indeed, the Minchas Chinuch raises this question on the Rambam and wonders whether or not there is a mitzvah of tshuva in the world of the Rambam. And Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Shin Samech Aleph Oz, writes explicitly that there is no mitzvah of tshuva, according to the Rambam, mevur b'dvar v'ena tshuva mitzvah saseh. Tshuva is not a positive commandment. The lokas of mitzvah saseh shi'as the tshuva. The Rambam never writes that there's a positive commandment to do tshuva. Only if there is a situation where one has a particular transgression or sin, and you want to do tshuva, you can do tshuva. But there's no mitzvah chiyuvah, there's no absolute requirement to perform tshuva. The Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, the signs of the Minchas Chinuch are troubled. How can this be? Because if we take a look in the Rambam, both in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva, as well as we look into an introduction of the Rambam, it seems pretty clear that the Rambam himself understands that there is a mitzvah of Tshuva. As the Rambam writes in the Koseres in his introduction, Hilchos Tshuva, mitzvah sa'aseyachas, there's one mitzvah. Says the Rambam, that the sinner should return. Clearly indicative that the Rambam understands that there's a mitzvah of tshuva. Furthermore, the Rambam in Paragayin Halacha Gimel writes, just like one is required to do tshuva from these, including mitzvahs bein adam l'makom, a person also has to return from Deos Ros, from having inappropriate thoughts and inappropriate actions, min akol tzarech lachzor b'tshuva, from all aspects that one is involved with, there's a requirement to do tshuva. So the question that we have to raise and we have to understand, and certainly in the world of the Rambam, is there a mitzvah of tshuva? I'd like to share with you this evening three different approaches as to how to understand the opinion of the Rambam. Much ink has been spilt to understand the position of the Rambam. I'll share this evening three answers in terms of how to understand the Rambam. The classic approach is explained by a group of Achronim and the majority of Achronim, the Kiryas Sefer, and his Sefer in the beginning of his Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, the Arak Tana, in the beginning of his Bira on the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, both explain the following, that really Tshuva and Vidui in one are the same. Vidui, confession, Tshuva, return, Hashem is mitzvah achas. It's the same thing. Because one who simply verbalizes, articulates, and mouths confession to God without really meaning it, without really doing tshuva, without really returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the language of the Kiryas Sefer and the Arak Tana, is kilu tovo v'sheretz biyadu. It's as if you're going to the mikveh and holding on to an animal that's tameh. How can you just simply do lip service and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I confess, I did this wrong, that wrong, al-chait, but I don't really mean it? Therefore, two halves of the same coin, one half is tshuva, one half is vidui. Says the Kiryas Sefer, afilu achi, lo habe tshuva mitzvah b'fnei atzma ela im havidui, shugmar tshuva. Tshuva is not an independent mitzvah, except if you are also confessing. Therefore, confession without tshuva is meaningless, and tshuva without confession is meaningless. Therefore, they're one and the same, and therefore, kishiyase tshuva chayiv l'sados, the mitzvah indeed, is vidui, and it's tshuva, and they go hand in hand. Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik in the Sefer Al HaTshuva also indicates that there are two elements to the mitzvah of tshuva. He explains that in a variety of mitzvahs, we have something called a ma'isa mitzvah and a kiyum shebalev. And he explains, for example, when it comes to avelos, there are nihugi avelos, the forms that one, and mitzvos, and minhagim that one has to fulfill, in order when one is an avel aleinu. A person sits on the floor, a person doesn't wear leather shoes, a person is engaged in a variety of different prohibitions. However, the kiyum shebalev is that one is supposed to feel loss, one is supposed to feel pain, one's heart has to be broken. And the ma'isa mitzvah, doing these actions in the minhagim and halachas avails, is supposed to bring a person's heart to be broken, to be diminished, to be totally overwhelmed. On the other extreme, Rav Soloveitchik explains, is the mitzvah of Simchas Yamtov. One has to be happy, one has to be glad. One has to buy meat, one has to eat meat, one has to purchase jewelry, one has to make one's children happy. We do many things in order to create a sense of simcha. But ultimately, it's balev. It's a kiyum shebalev. There has to be some emotional response to the practical mitzvot that we fulfill with our mouth, with our lips, with our hands. But at the end of the day, there has to be a kiyum shebalev. The same thing Rav Soloveitchik says is true when it comes to tefillah. Of course, we verbalize tefillah. We use our lips and our mouth and our tongue to daven. And there are a variety of halachos that one has to fulfill and one is not allowed to fulfill when it comes to tefillah. But ultimately, tefillah is avodah shebalev. It is a emotional, heart-fulfilling mitzvah. So there are two elements. There's a ma'isa mitzvah and there's a kiyama mitzvah. Soloveitchik explains the same thing when it comes to tshuva. Practically speaking, halacha l'maisa, the mitzvah is vidur. You have to verbalize, and you have to confess, and you have to say al chait, and you have to mean it. But the avodah shebalev has to be that one feels broken, one feels horrible, one is recognizing that their actions and the things that they did are so inappropriate, and that's what tshuva is. Like the achronim. Explain the Mabit, the Kiyasef, and the Alektan, who understand that there are two elements, two aspects to the mitzvah of tshuva and vidur. They go hand in hand, they're one and the same. According to the of Soloveitchik, again, there are two elements to tshuva. One is the kiyum shebalev, and that's the tshuva part, and then there's the ma'isa mitzvah, that is the vidur. The second explanation that has been suggested is that when the Rambam writes kishi yase tshuva chayv lehizvados, what that really means is that tshuva is a present. Tshuva is a matana. We were given a gift. The gift that we were given has to ultimately be used properly. An opportunity is an obligation. When you're given an opportunity, you have to fulfill that opportunity and obligate yourself. The beautiful gift, like Rabbein Yonah says in the beginning of Shaar Tshuva, is the gift called tshuva. Kishiyasa tshuva. When you're given that gift, chayav l'tzvados, you're required to do vidui. The matana, the present, as the psukim here in the tzavim indicate, lo bashamaymi, lo mever layami, kikarav, beficha, belvavcha, lasot, it's close, it's a present, it's tshuva. Therefore, according to the Rambam, what that really means is once you're given that gift, once you're given that present, you have to take advantage of it. The way these achorim understand as well is that when the Rambam had and understood these psukim, ki amitzvah hazos, when it's referring to tshuva, certainly that's what the Rambam was meaning as well. Besides for the two aspects of the mitzvah of tshuva and vidui, tshuva itself, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, has three components. One is called charata, second is called azivas chet, and the third is called the kabbalah lahaba. Charata means that there's remorse. Tshuva means that a person has to feel bad. There has to be a real, real sense of sorrow. There has to be a real sense of anguish, a real sense of pain, a real sense of, I can't believe what I did. That's called charata. The second element is azivas chet, is a commitment that the sin that took place, I'm leaving it. I'm not interested anymore. I've left it. I'm not going to be engaged in that particular transgression, that sin again. I'm ozev es chet, I leave the sin. And the third element of tshuva is kabbalah lahaba, the acceptance that in the future I will never make that mistake again and I will never do anything close to what I did. The Rishonim grapple and debate, the Rambam, Rabbein Yonah, and the Diyukim, and a number of Rishonim, which is the most critical, which is the primary aspect of tshuva, which is the second aspect, and the less critical. But certainly all three elements, charata, remorse, azivas achet, leaving the sin, and kabbalah, acceptance of the sin in the future, are all elements that are required to be fulfilled. Bishol Salanter famously in his letters in the Sefer Yisrael, as well as his students, point out that he understood that the primary aspect of the mitzvah of tshuva is the third, kabbalah lehaba, the acceptance never to do it in the future. And he reads the language of the Rambam, who seems to be most prominent and most strong, indicating that the Kabbalah, the acceptance not to do it again in the future, is primary. Indeed, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter suggested that the way to fulfill the mitzvah of tshuva, according to the Rambam, is with what's called a Kabbalah Ketana, doing something small. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, as well as the Talmidim, explains what he meant, is that if one accepts never to do anything and not to sin again, that's impossible. It's impossible just simply to say blindly and globally, Kabbalah, I'm never going to sin again. We all know ourselves. But Rabbi Yisrael Salanter suggests, look through your life and look through your averos and look through the areas where you can theoretically and potentially grab something and make sure that you're not going to do it again. Because if you take something small and you conquer it, then one is fulfilled with the mitzvah of tshuva. Because I've been mekabel haba not to do it again, and I didn't do it again. If you take something too big, then there's a possibility of you never doing tshuva properly lahalacha, because I never was mekabel haba. I never fulfilled that element of tshuva. I'm unable to successfully conquer and overcome that challenge. But if you take something small, one little thing, one little area, and I review all of the averos, and I review all my mitzvos, and I review my areas of strength and my areas of weakness, and I take the time to contemplate and to consider, where can I overcome something? What can I mekabel haba? What can I accomplish in a greater way? That, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, is tshuva gemura, and that is his suggestion, and many gedolei hador since Rabbi Yisrael Salanter have understood that this is the proper approach when it comes to doing tshuva, and that ultimately, when you conquer and you figure out what your Kabbalah is, one comes into Yom Kippur and does vidui and confesses, and that's a real confession, it's a real tshuva, and it's a real confession. It's up to us, kikar ve'lech v'ficha v'lov chalas also. Tshuva has an element of charata, has an element of aziva sechet, has an element of Kabbalah l'haba. But all the thread that links these three together, the lashon of tshuva is shav, to return. As we say, al chet shechatanu lefanecha, we're always referring to returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've sinned in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want to do that again. Nizacher v'nikasei lefanecha, hachzireinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. We want to restore that relationship, to strengthen that relationship, to rekindle that relationship. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is not repentance. Tshuva is returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vidui is repentance. Vidui is confession. They are two different things entirely. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and his halachas regarding vidui, and vidui for Erev Yom Kippur, makes 2 points and two halachas that he cites from the Rambam. The first thing that the Ramah says is that a person has to believe that vidui works. A person has to understand and to recognize that when I am misvada, when I do confess, that works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really will clean my slate. I have to understand and believe that Hashem is mechaper al chet. The lokeim says that Allah lochash is vidui. It's not considered to be confession. And for that reason, says the Ramah, that's what we say in the Nusach HaTzvila Yom Kippur, Kiata melech soleach umochel. You are the king who pardons, who forgives, because we need to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will give us and wipe away our sins and give us a clean slate. The second point that the Ramah makes is Iker havidui hu aval anachnu chatanu. Like we explained, like what Yisrael Salanter said, the Iker, the primary aspect of vidui's confession, is admitting that we have sinned. Aval chatanu, we have done something wrong. Ashamnu bagadnu, we admit our mistake, and we have to be able to overcome that. That's the critical aspect of tshuva, and that's the critical aspect of vidui. When we go into Rosh Hashanah, we go into Yom Kippur, we have to recognize the wonderful presence, the wonderful opportunity that we've been in. Matana Gidola, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, and if we're understanding the Rambam as well, Kishiyas et Tshuva Chai L'Tzalos. We have to take advantage of the gift called Tshuva, take advantage of the opportunity to be Mizvadeh once we've been given that presence. Recognize what we've done wrong, admit what we've done wrong, feel bad for what we've done wrong, and accept upon ourselves something small, one area, review. Over the next 10 days, a Seres Yimei Tshuva, to contemplate what's an area where I can succeed, what's an area where I can fix, what's an area where I will accomplish something. That's a true Kabbalah Lahaba in the element of a Kabbalah Ketana. If we're able to do that successfully, we've been shavu lifnei Hashem, we've returned to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our vidui is a confession that's serious. Vidui is a Kabbalah and a Tshuva that's achasi, that's one and the same. It's Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, should give us the strength to take advantage of the gift, to take advantage of this opportunity to unwrap the gift that's called tshuva, to use it effectively, and to be able to live our lives properly and to be omed lifnei Hashem.